In the letter from James, the brother and follower of Jesus, there's a remarkable statement. Faith without effective works is a corpse. The gospel of the kingdom is overflowing with grace. We can do nothing to earn standing before our Heavenly Father. He alone animates true life in our human experience. Do you wrestle with the my part, God's part paradox? I do. It's strikingly obvious that God's work in me is all about Him. And at the same time, I make my own choices to walk in the grace and the good works, which appear to be prepared in advance for me to embrace. God is huge, by the way. I have learned that it's completely my choice as to whether or not I will be purposefully deliberate and careful and measured about the way I live my life. Because I wish with all my heart to stand before God one day and hear the words, "Well done," I choose to cultivate a life of intentionality. As much as I can, I try to make every decision, every interaction, a spiritual one. Now, I can only do this by practicing what I call circumspection. It basically means to walk around an issue or a challenge from all sides and then commit to my chosen action. Authenticity is very clearly spelled out in the Word of God, and it's amazing how easy it is to miss, but we are so distracted. But it's Jesus' intention that we carefully ransom or buy back our time. I'm amazed how willing God is to help this process in my life. And in this, I find hope, my friend. Talk to you soon.